So I'm going to the bank, and this particular bank, I've already got some hostility files tucked away, and I'm like, it's gonna, cancel, I'm gonna go this, that, and the other. I'm trying to get myself centered, and I go up, and then it turns out exactly like my mindset it would. So I was having a problem with them. I got it.
Recreating.
Yeah, I was recreating. I got really upset, and I finally said, look, I'm putting myself in timeout. I'm gonna go over here and sit in this chair. And they all just looked at me because it's like four tellers and there was no customers. So they all just kind of looked at me, and I walked over there and I pulled a little chair out and I sit down and I opened up the Y-Again app and I said, okay, one thing I've learned is that if I have resistance around something and I doubt it, without giving it a fair shake, then one of my goals is to give it a fair shake. So I've been doing the worksheets, and I've been resistant to the Zoom and to the whole online stuff. And it started way back with texting. Michael knows that story. I won't go into that one either. So I sit down, I do my little worksheet on the whole bank situation and what's going on. Get through it because, and I'm sitting there, completed it, and I was reviewing my little worksheet, and I said, okay, it's resolved. I was like, what? It's like, come on up. I was like, okay, well, great, thank you. And then I just was able to exit. But the important thing was my hostility, my anger, all my stuff was up against all banks that ever existed and financial situations and customs. I mean, it's all in there. So the beautiful part thing is that my little worksheet app was very effective. So I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to show my appreciation. So I popped a little donation over to Michael and said, thank you very much. That's my David Hayes used to call it the appreciation. I forget the word he used exactly, but anyway, my token of appreciation. So it was beautiful, effective, and now I'm like excited about the little tool. It's like, who would have thought? Who would have thought?
You got it.
Did you
And
identify the what the core issue was that you had towards the banks?
well, my anger and hostility was up because they weren't behaving the way I wanted them to. And the core issue was is they opened up all my files that I had around the transactions with this particular bank. And it can, I could go on and on about all that, but the bottom line was I was in hostility, and that's what needed to be addressed.
And of course, your power person was never in hostility toward you, right?
Oh no, neither one of
No,
them. Four, or six, or however many there were. The core ones, yeah.
So, anything else to say about that, Terry?
Yeah, I was going to say, what was really a beautiful piece for me was that I made the commitment, what, about a week ago or so anyway. So the momentum has been building up, and I consciously feel it and dialing into it and playing your video, and it was triggering all the memories and brain cells around all the workshops and the time at Heartland. And so you said, you spoke something in the last part of the first video about all your pains are gonna possibly potentially surface. And the moment that you spoke that, that accident I was in, I'm still kind of processing to that. But now, as soon as you said that, a pain surfaced. I mean, it was instantaneously no accident. And so I was like, wow, I've been holding that in. And so here we are ready for that. I don't know if that was on topic or not, but it was just something I really wanted to share, was that instantly it got it, my body's into that energy, and so it's coming up. So I'm doubly excited about the breath session today.
Awesome. And perhaps you could share just a little bit about your early life, what life looked like for you.
It was a nightmare. It was a horror story. My father was a violent man, and his ambition was to be a gangster. He liked to call himself Big Fat Don, and he spent over half his life in one prison institution or another. And he was a violent man, and was grooming me as a very young man into this criminal organization. I didn't realize it at the time. Only much later on, the things that I was introduced to as being just a normal way of life were so far beyond normal, so that. And he was a periodic alcoholic, and then that was
He never
something
hit
I
you, though.
oh yeah he hit me with frying pan fist, just whatever. The frying pan was the worst. And anyway, that definitely was a violent act that occurred. And then I said I would never be like him, and yet I became an alcoholic. I became the very thing that I said I would never do. That was interesting. So I've been able to expand on that and have become conscious about all the different situations in life that offer opportunities to, either go with that old flow of trauma and pain, or experience the trauma and pain in a loving, gentle way, and move past it. How's that?
I mean, what you've done, the work you've done. I remember, Terry spent 2 years at Heartland on the sport team, so he lived there for 2 years. And when he left Heartland, one of my favorite stories about Terry is he left Heartland, was heading, he finished his time there, and was heading back to North Carolina. And on his way, he stopped at a hotel and spent the night. And he called into the radio show the next day and shared with us that, Terry, what did you share with us?
Approximately 52 years old, and for the first time in conscious memory, I woke up, no fear, no impending doom. I'm starting to tear up just talking about it. Just
That's powerful.
I woke up in the presence of love and aliveness. It was beautiful. So I was very excited about it. But there's always that, always up until then, had been the impen sense of impending doom. When's the shoe gonna drop? What's happening? It's like being in a war zone. You kind of always alert. So yeah, that was a profound and powerful experience.
And to achieve that, you've got to do the work. You can't talk about the work. You can't think about the work. Terry just decided to come back to another round and signed up for the Codependence Intensive, which some of you were in. And Terry did his personal code evaluation. And usually, when people do an intensive, they come to an intensive, their scores are usually in the pit. And then at the end of the intensive, they're up pretty good. And if I talk to them, or they do an evaluation a year or two, 3 years later, their scores have gone back. Not back to where they were originally, but not many people maintain. And Terry just did an evaluation last week, and I complimented him because, and Terry hasn't been directly involved, hasn't been an intensive or what have you for what, about 10 years now. We stay in touch, we're in touch all the time, but he hasn't been officially involved in the work, but he's been doing his work. And I've never seen anybody who took what their scores were in their last intensive and kept them moving up. And most everything on the scale of 10 different things is up, either at 100 or above a 70. And I've never seen anybody else do that. So I acknowledge you, Terry, and that's why I asked you to share what's going on as what the possibility is when you dig in. And it didn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a process. It's an intense process. And here we are.
So
And one of the most important, go ahead.
to get to that point, just so it's understood, for me, I love the little saying you'll throw out that healing is not Dr. Feelgood, and healing is not for wimps. And that when before right prior to having that experience of waking up in the presence of love for the first time in my known life, over I'd done a calculation, over 5,000 worksheets, 10 years of off and on worksheets, workshops with you guys, and 2 years at Heartland. So it took a lot of damn work to get to that point, you know, a lot. And it's never ending, and there's still more, but it's a much it's just a much more pleasant journey when I know what's going on and I understand what I'm feeling and why I'm feeling it, and can embrace it, so to speak, and then move through it.
Even if it hurts.
Even if, especially when it hurts, those are the juicy ones. You know, your stuff's up. That's when it's time to get on board.
Harry works with alcoholics, young men especially, and helping them to get the tools and come out of that game. And he shared with me that his sponsor, when he first did AA, Harry said, "Well, how long do I have to come to these meetings?" And your sponsor's response was, "I thought this was great."
Yeah. He says, just keep coming until you want to come.
And then he turned it around and applied it to his doing of worksheets, and he said, "You know, I resist when the stuff comes up. I don't want to do these worksheets, and I realize that I have to do them till I want to do them." And now you live with it and you want to do them, right?
Same thing. Okay, so my actual background and job in life is I'm a contractor, so I build stuff and all that. My this part of my journey started with my entry into a 12-step recovery. It's like 37 years ago, and then I came across Michael 20 years ago, and I've been working and how to integrate it better and better to get be able to bring it forward in the recovering folks as they come in and to deal with their stuff. So that's my purpose of re-upping, you know, like Michael said, I've been kind of out in the orbit a little bit, gathering more information, experience, and some data. And now I'm bringing it back full circle and integrating it into a program that will be an opportunity for the folks coming into recovery to jump in there and get deeper into some stuff. And like this one little book I was just introduced, Treating Trauma and Addiction with this polyvagal model. I'm not going to go into that, but it was like this light bulb came on. Every addict I've worked with has trauma. It's like there's no separation. And Michael, you and I had a little conversation about that. So the trauma and the addiction are so integrated. So, and most of them are scared to death of their feelings and having that process that out. So with these tools, there's a way to really allow a person to come back into life. I think that's a lot, so I'm gonna stop.